You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Gene.
And this is Becca.
And we host the Spokespeople Storytelling Events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by Tatiana Yushikov, comes from our October 2012 show.
Boo!
Stories of Surprise.
Enjoy!
Okay. I can get really loud, so I hope this doesn't break the mic. Okay, my story of surprise. So, years ago, long story short, I came into possession of two very small kittens, about this big. One an orange male cat, and another super big-eyed female black and white cat. They were siblings. And, you know, took them to the vet and, you know, got all their shots and everything that you have to do when you have cats. And then time passes, and they hit puberty, and they start pissing on everything, and they start humping everything and making weird sexual noises, and it's all very creepy. And it's time to get them fixed. So I didn't have a lot of money at the time, and so instead of going to my extraordinarily expensive West Village vet, I decided I was going to go all the way across town to this ASPCA outpost underneath the 59th Street Bridge, where you could get your cats fixed for like $75 for both of them. It was super cheap. So I enlisted the help of my best friend, and I said, Erica, like, will you just, like, stay over, and then we can get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and take the cats to the ASPCA, because the appointment is at, like, 6:30 in the morning for some reason on a Saturday. So, of course, we go out the night before, and we get completely wasted, and so we wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we are completely hungover, like, pretty badly, and then have to find cats and put them in small bags. And they're not happy about it, and they start screaming as soon as they're in the bags. And then we have to take these screaming bags downstairs and get a cab, which cabs don't really like when you have animals in them, so that wasn't good. And we get to the ASPCA, and we're like, we're here. And we walk in. And this place is, they're really good with animals. They're not so good with people. This waiting room is the size of a small bedroom. It has about, like, 15 people in it, and it has, like, twice the amount of animals in it. Like, and all of them are very, very large dogs. Like, at some point, I and multiple people were holding our cats in their carriers above our heads because of the dogs. And the dogs are jumping on the people, the dogs are jumping on the dogs are barking, and then these mostly women, who are these intense pet owners, are screaming at each other about, like, you know, what food you feed your dog, and all of this stuff that doesn't matter. And above all of this is the buzzer. And the buzzer is this, like, every time anyone needs to go in and out of this waiting room because they can't unlock the door. And dogs have to be walked, and dogs are coming in, and dogs are coming out. So every, like, 15 to 30 seconds is, and you can't, it's so loud. It's like, it's the buzzer for an airplane hangar, not for this tiny little space. It's like, at some point, I remember just sitting there, and I couldn't even sit next to Erica, and Erica's, like, looking at me, and all I wanted to do was, like, put my fingers in my ears and, like, burst into tears. And I was like, this is where my psychotic break is going to happen, like, in this fucking waiting room with the buzzer. That is, and we were just there for, like, days that we were there. So finally, I get called in to the vet, and the vet takes out my two cats and looks at the two cats and says, Chess, the boy, he has a cold, so they won't fix a cat that has a cold because the cat will get everybody else sick. So they're like, you have to take him back home and bring him back to this horrible, horrible place. And they're like, we'll take Flan, the girl, and we'll fix her. So I come back out to the waiting room with the cat, and Erica is just looking at me, and she said she almost burst into tears, so she was like, we have to come back with this cat. Why would we come back? And she also had to just sit for the 20 minutes I was in there and listen to two women get into a fight about whether one woman should have a shot given to her dog or not, in this really weird passive-aggressive, and then the dogs were fighting, and she was just like, why am I here? So we leave, and we're like outside, there's no more buzzer, and we're, you know, decompressing, and we're like, that was, you know, awful, but hilarious. Like, now it's really funny, now that there's no buzzer anymore. So we, like, take this, you know, one cat, and we go to the subway, because there's only one cat, we don't have to take a cab. And we get down in the subway platform, there's no one, because, again, it's, like, crack of dawn on a Saturday. There's no one in the subway platform, and we put the carrier down on a bench, and we sit on the bench, and we're still laughing about, like, everything that happened. And then shit just starts to smell really, really bad. And we figure out that the cat has completely shit itself in its carrier by being traumatized by all the, like, insanity that it's just been through. And we've got nothing. We've got no bags. We've got no, like, crumpled up receipts. We don't even have any cash on us. Like, we've got nothing to deal with this situation. So we end up, I get Erica to hold the cat down on the bench of the subway, who the cat is also covered in shit because the carrier is not so big. And so I'm trying to, like, I found a discarded, like, Dunkin' Donuts cup, and I am, like, funneling the shit in with the lid and trying to get it out of the carrier. And I managed to, like, get cat shit all over the bench, all over the floor, some of it, but most of it out of the carrier. And then we put this, you know, shit-covered cat back in the carrier because what are we going to do? And we're, like, hysterical this whole time because we're like, there's just no way that this is actually happening in the world right now. And Erica also points out that, like, you know, someone at some point is going to come down the stairs to this subway platform and see shit on the chair, and they're not, there's no way they could come to the conclusion that it was from a cat. So the train comes, and now we have to take this train, like, 20 stops, smelling completely of shit, and we're those people, and we're trying to pretend that we don't smell like shit, even though everyone clearly knows that we smell like shit. And we get back to my apartment, and I throw the cat and the carrier into the shower, clean everything up, give Erica, like, 3 beers and breakfast, because it's only 8:30 in the morning on a Saturday. And I'm like, you know what, like, that was horrific, and I only have to go pick up one more cat, so, like, you don't have to go back with me. I will brave the waiting room by myself. And she's like, thank you, God. And so I go back hours later to the same waiting room, and it's just as bad. It's worse. There's more people. There's more dogs. It's all horrific. And finally I get called to pick up my cat. And the woman's like, oh, the vet wants to talk to you. I'm like, okay. And so I, like, wait inside the, like, you know, vet part of the place. And this woman with, like, the coat and the clipboard comes up, and she's like, oh, yeah, you're here to pick up Flan. Flan's your cat. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, your cat. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, you know your cat's a boy, right? And I was like, no. I didn't. Oh, I'm pretty sure my vet told me my cat was a girl. I'm sorry. I didn't know. And she proceeds to scream in my face. I kid you not, verbatim. Well, we just cut its balls off, so it's a boy. Surprise! I was like, I was so close to just bursting into tears. I was like, I just need to get out of this place and never come back. And that's how I found out that my first vet was a quack. Also from the letter that came, like, 3 weeks later about the class action suit that was happening against my vet, and did I want to be a part of that? Surprise!
Thanks to Tatiana for sharing that story, and to Vera Kocha for providing the space.
Audio production for the podcast was by Ian Ratzer, with content management by Sarah Bars and photography by Chris Koster.
If you liked this story, join us for our monthly live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org.
Or find us on the Twit Facebooks.
Thanks for listening!